Ladies and gentlemen, señoras y señores, hello, hola. The following audio production is rated R due to strong language, violence, and adult situations. Parental discretion is advised. La producción audio siguiente es R clasificado debido a las palabras muy duras, a la violencia y a las situaciones del adulto. Se aconseja la discreción parental. I beg you to warn others against the terrible, nightmarish behaviors of the characters in this show.
Debo leñar mi ropa interior con las drogas y el jóvenes niños.
I'm sorry. What?
Tengo los testículos del tamaño de los planetas.
I didn't say anything about the size of my testicles. Just translate what I say.
Traen las prostitutas más enfermos, esclavos del mono. Tengo sed.
Oh, sweet mercy. Enjoy the show, everyone. Come here, stupid. Come on.
Yo no necesito pantalones. Quiero sentir el viento.
You can speak Spanish.
The last time we spoke, my name is Tim. I'm a vampire. I work at Denny's. My life sucks. No pun intended. I went on the worst possible date ever. She shot at me and I didn't have time to erase her memory, and then she decided that I was her destiny, whatever that means. I don't really understand how one leads to another, but it's been that kind of a day. I came home to find out that my stupid serial killer roommate has killed yet another whore and brought the leavings home. All in the name of trying to be a good roommate. Meanwhile, my friend Debbie, after promising to be gentle with one of the neo-vampires who decided to follow me on that, date, has decided to redefine the term.
How can you not like pie?
I'm not so sure I like her definition of gentle.
Where's your immense dark power now, huh? Come on, come on, control my feet, asshole, before I break your fucking ribs! My only regret is that you won't remember this.
Oh, shit. Where am I? Hello, is someone there? Can I get a little help? You will obey. I can bite your face off. Don't come near me.
I'm a creature of immense dark power.
That's all we needed to hear.
Ah! No!
Now, pay attention here. Raven and her friends aren't the only ones that fall victim to stereotypes and mythologies. As annoying as they are, there are actually people out there that take their ignorance to dangerous levels. Innocent people get hurt. Kind of like the other day, where I got shot for no fucking reason. But I'm choosing to let that go. These people call themselves vampire hunters. They kind of fail at hunting, and they don't normally end up with actual vampires. This is kind of a serious note. Somebody's gonna die. Take a wild guess at who. In the meantime, though, we have to deal with what's already dead. I'm sick of cleaning up after your dead bodies.
You know, you could help me find the Book of the Dead.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little busy sewing my bullet wounds shut.
I didn't tell you to go on a date with a crazy bitch.
I didn't tell you to kill yet another hooker.
You could try showing a little more gratitude for my attempts to be nice to you. That's all I'm saying. How many guys do you know who would be so kind to a deadly creature of the night?
Bring me dead blood? Oh, yeah, thanks. Sorry, I forgot to be grateful for your idiocy.
Shit. Do you remember where it was the last time we used it?
No.
If I was the Book of the Dead, where would I be? In my hands waiting to be read. Nope, not there.
All right, fine. Okay, that was the last one. God, we need to clean this place up. Ow! Fucking table. Dylan? What the fuck is this?
Look, Tim, I'm sorry. I just... You know, I contribute so very little to this house sometimes, and I just wanted to...
Come here. Let me explain something to you. This here is the Book of the Dead. It is hundreds, if not thousands of years old. No, wait, it's only hundreds of years old, but the information in it is thousands. It holds the key to the powers of life over death. It is not meant to steady a broken IKEA sofa.
All right. Do you remember which ritual it is?
I don't care. Let's just fix this so we don't have the police on our ass. Give me that. This one!
How can you tell?
We've used it like 9 times before. You want me to put like a little unicorn bookmark in it or something?
Look, asshole, I don't read Latin.
You are a necromancer. You should read Latin. I don't have your inherent abilities. All I know is a little more Latin than you do.
God, why can't you just do this?
Because I don't have the fucking powers for it.
Jesus, unbunch your Victorias there.
I'm gonna go get the candles and the incense. You go get the dead whore out of the shower and put her on the table so we can fix this.
But she smells!
How long has she been in there?
Since this afternoon.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, how about we switch?
No, this is your punishment!
Yeah, I'm not the one who needs to... Feed off blood. God.
Living blood, dipshit!
I just try to look out for you, okay?
All right. Look, I know you were just trying to look out for me. You know what? From now on, I'll be grateful that you slaved all day over a smoking hot whore and then labored over her murder so that when I came home, I cannot feed off of her. How about you lift your dress now and I'll fuck you from behind? Is that all right with you, Francine? Would that make it all better for you, honey?
You're such a dickhead.
Stop acting like a neglected housewife and go get the whore. Please, I beg you to understand. I'm not a dickhead. Dylan, apart from having the inherent talent that everyone in his family has for necromancy, for those of you who don't know, magic dealing with the dead, or more to the point, life and death, he also has the mind-bendingly irritating talent of bringing out the worst in people. Maybe it's his inability to listen, or maybe it's his ongoing stupidity. Though I refuse to believe anyone can be that stupid. I mean, it has to be intentional, right? It has to be! As I mentioned, we've done this spell 9 times before. I keep telling myself, maybe this time he'll manage to not screw it up. No, not that one. Oh, is it too much to ask that you attain some form of memory retention? As I've explained, when it comes to Latin, you either do it right or you mess it up.
Next time, you do it.
Again, I cannot.
Am I still getting paid?
Wait, you didn't pay her?
She wasn't gonna use it if she was dead.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So your intent was to kill her when you got here?
No.
But you weren't going to pay her because she was going to be dead.
Look, with my track record, did you really expect anything else?
No more dead whores. No more dead whores.
Still here.
Oh, sorry. Hi, I'm Tim. I'm sure you've already met Dylan.
It's Merlot.
Merlot?
Yeah. Because it's classier than Kristoff.
Yeah. See, there's been a little bit of a situation, you see, Merlot. Dylan here got a little carried away.
Did you choke me into unconsciousness? Because that's gonna cost more. I charge more for the kinky shit.
Unconscious? Yeah, about that.
Woohoo! I kicked this very little dark planet ass. Go, Debbie.
Not now,
go, Debbie.
Debbie.
Oh, that felt good. Oh, Jesus, it was beautiful. Oh, it was beautiful. He was crying and weeping. Oh, God, then I bit him, and I tell
Debbie.
You, it was... Holy Jesus! Hi.
Ugh. I hate it when you bring these bitches back to life. Warn me next time. That's what the cell phones are for.
Debbie, meet Merlot. We're just explaining the situation to her.
Oh, Jesus, you're beating around the bush again, aren't you? Look, see here, Wine Country, you're dead. This douchebag right here killed you. He then brought your diseased little butt back to life for a short time so you can walk out on your own two little legs and die somewhere else.
You're crazy.
That aside, you're dead. Zombie bitch, you're falling apart, and if you don't believe me, go look in the mirror at your gross-ass self. But don't touch me, because I have a thing. Nothing personal, I just don't like dead meat.
She much prefers her food kicking, screaming, and weeping in agony.
So, I'm dead?
Duh.
So, do I get anything special?
No.
You're awfully calm about this.
Eh, what you gonna do? So, can I get paid now?
Paid? What do you need to be paid for? You're dead! In a day or two, this is gonna wear off. You'll move on. Move towards the light. Towards it.
Are you kidding me? You are paying me for my time. How am I supposed to make a living?
You're not. You're dead.
Look, the spell only brought you back to life for a short amount of time. Mostly so you can make your peace with whatever you need peace to be made with, so you can set your affairs in order and do anything you wanted before you die. Short term, of course. Going to Paris on vacation is out of the question in your state. Is there anything in the short term you didn't get to accomplish?
I did just buy the complete series thus far of Magic Hour on DVD.
Oh, God, no.
It came with this charm bracelet, you know, just like Frederick gave Elizabeth. I think it's genuine sterling silver plated. Although, it's turning my wrist green.
I don't think it's the bracelet.
Okay,
honey.
So you're saying...
I want to watch Magic Hour.
All of it?
All of it.
Oh, I am gone.
Debbie, you can't hate something that you know absolutely nothing about.
Oh, no, I know all about Magic Hour. I know all about Magic Hour that I could possibly need to know. Like, I sell 45 copies of it every half hour on the half hour to piss Aunt darkly shiny little brats. You don't know what it's like to be like us, what we really are. They take it for granted what they've got.
Debbie,
stupid little fucker.
Stop the ranting. Come on, she's dead. It's the least you can do.
I fail to see what this has to do with me!
Come on, we'll, go against my better judgment and go beat up innocent people.
I've already done that today.
I'll pay for your stupid southern moons over Buffalo for the next 2 months.
Well, it's not fair if it doesn't cost you.
Okay, I will, not complain about you taking my peanut M&Ms for 2 months.
2 months?
Yep.
All the M&Ms I can eat?
Yeah.
Out of your pocket?
Yeah?
A never-ending supply, right?
As much as it pains me.
You drive a hard bargain, Tuplet. You drive a hard bargain. So, let's watch some pansy-ass, glittery boys flop around and... sparkle.
It's not like they're magic fish.
Just shut up and turn on the TV.
Clearly the thing to do when watching an entire series with a reanimated corpse in the room is to put down every towel you own and have them sit upon it. Don't forget to hang and spray anything deodorizing around and on them several times. Hell, I even ran out and got that little paper tree from the car and hung it around her neck. And for reasons unbeknownst to me, Dylan has a glass dolphin filled with blue scented oil hanging over his bed. I have no idea why. I ignored all thought of questioning it and just hung it over her head. Once all that's done, open all the windows and pop yourself some popcorn because you're in for a long night.
Please, Frederick. You must go on. Without me.
No. Elizabeth. I won't leave your side.
If you won't change me, I must die here. I understand your reasonings for not.
I'll stay with you. I will stay with you. I'll stay with you till the darkness comes.
You can't. The Dark Rebellion needs you. I have lived a full life. That, and I don't really think I'm going to make it over to your squad. Promise me that if you make Homecoming King, you'll dance your first dance and think of me.
Elizabeth!
I hate everything about this. The books were so much better.
I don't know. Elizabeth's kinda hot.
I can't let you die! I won't let you! Come to my arms, Elizabeth!
You're so cold.
What? What? In
as
God's
long as
name,
it's within my powers.
What is he doing now?
I won't let you die!
That was retarded. This is retarded! Oh, you see, this is actually really cool. When a vampire heals someone else, they glow and glitter really brightly. The light flows through the vampire through the person he's trying to help, and then pushes all the sickness, disease, and poison out of their bodies and into the light that floats out, up, and away into the cosmos.
Ew. Wow. That took a lot more out of me than I thought it would.
What the fuck was that?
That was a lot of build-up to stupid.
Oh, it's a lot better in the book. I'm not the author. See, in the book, he,
Oh, no! Now you won't have enough energy to defeat Jesse in the dance contest!
Yeah, I know. I read them. I just sort of forgot about that part.
Or maybe you just blocked it out. Trauma victims do that.
I do have to agree. It's a lot better described in the book.
Then why don't we have a reading circle as opposed to suffering through this
Elizabeth,
shit?
Look, we've been over this. Right. It's her last request.
I just got stung by a bee. Oh my god.
Oh,
I'm allergic.
No, Elizabeth.
I don't have my EpiPen.
Elizabeth!
Okay,
Siempre, Frederico.
Oh, God.
No, Elisabetta. No comprendes que diciendo.
At least the sobbing man fits in with the telenovela theme. Fuck, this was written. They got paid for this. Ugh.
Tú no eras el débil.
Por favor, gane la competencia de bailar para mí.
No, I bailé sin tú.
Oh my god, who the fuck did they hire to dub this?
I think I can understand what
I solamente los zapatos que caben demasiado firmemente.
I know what they're saying, and I think I'm gonna go kill myself.
Incluso en muerte, te amo.
Oh my god, muerte means death. Doesn't it?
Por qué,
Dios? Oh my god. Elizabeth's going to die.
This is awful.
My ears are bleeding. I can't believe that's how they ended the first season.
season! Oh my god, disc one of the second season, now, please!
Just please kill me now!
So we couldn't find the remote. But Merlot, whose dying wish, or dead wish, depending on how you wanted to do this, was fluent in about 8 sentences worth of high school Spanish, so she insisted that we keep watching, even though we couldn't understand it. Scratch that, even though none of us except Debbie could understand it.
Te digo ahora! Tú eres mi estrella.
What'd he say?
He's saying she's his star.
Tú eres mi luna!
What'd he say?
She is his moon.
Tú eres...
What did he say?
I'm gonna stab you in the heart and suck out your balls.
Elizabeth doesn't have balls.
Shut up.
He's gonna stab her through the heart.
No, dipshit. He said she's his heart.
Oh, you know Spanish now, do you?
No, but they keep saying the same shit over and over.
I swear to God, if he gets all moody and angsty and goes into a speech about how he's a monster and she doesn't understand him again...
Yo soy un monstruo. Tú no sabes que es serio. No sabes cuándo he estado.
Frederico, no puedo.
Shut up!
Yo soy monstruo!
Now you must understand. Debbie was about at her breaking point when all of a sudden, Merlot pulled out a lock of her hair and said,
Well, that's not good.
All right, that's it. Dead bitch, out of the apartment. You don't have to go home, but you can't die here!
What?
What? Don't understand English? Fine. Here's a chance to use your goddamn high school Spanish. Oi, puta muerta. Sale al apartamento. No necesitas ir a la casa, pero no puedes quedarte aquí.
Can I have my DVDs back then?
Yes! Take them away for the love of... Take them! Take them to hell with you!
Hm. Oh, and Dylan... I'll be back for you. I'll get my revenge. I've come to realize something. What you've done to me, and some of my friends, I'm sure, is not okay. And I'm going to make sure that you don't get away with it. I'm going to make you seriously sorry.
How? You're not going to turn me into the cops, are you?
Oh, yeah, really? I'm going to walk into the police station, say, he murdered me, and then die. That'll go over well. Nah, I'll think of something. Tim, it was wonderful to meet you. Debbie, you're a bitch, but you didn't really have much to do with this, so you're cool.
Don't shake my hand.
Bye-bye,
get out! Go! Leave!
Ugh, ew. You smell.
Ew, 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 oh god! Oh god, it's blinking at me.
What's wrong?
She dropped her eyeball on the floor. Ew, ew, ew. God damn it, Dylan! I hate you so much right now! I am not... You're made!
Wasn't that shiny at the door?
Wait, what?
Hello?
Oh my god, Tim, it really is Bang Bang McShoot You!
Is she hot?
Jesus, what's she doing here?
I don't know. Maybe she's got an Atomov Kalashnikov in 1947 and she's gonna mow you like the lawn.
I can hear you through the door.
Maybe it's a semi-automatic.
Coming!
Hey, Timmy.
How do you know where I live?
I followed you.
The last time I saw you was last night. Like, 18 hours ago last night.
Yeah, I've been sitting in my car.
Stalker! Shut up!
So, what you doing?
We were watching Magic Hour.
Oh my god, I love Magic Hour.
Why are you here?
I had to be with you. Had to be near you.
Stab you in the night. You better watch your head. She'll steal a lock of hair in the night.
I can hear you.
Good. We know she's not deaf.
You know, you want to go outside
Tim
and talk?
Just hasn't come to grips with the fact that we're meant to be together forever. You know?
Oh my god!
Let's go for a walk.
Oh my god!
Also, I thought we kind of agreed that you were gonna forget about this, that you never knew me, we were never gonna talk about this again.
We were not agreed, Timothy. You and I are joined as one.
What?
We are a cosmic match. Meant to be soulmates.
Where do you get that?
Make me a vampire, Timothy.
No.
I want to be with you for all eternity.
God, no.
Why not?
When will you get this? It's just like real life,
but
except
Timmy,
you're dead.
I can keep you warm in the cold, dark nights. In your endless eternities.
What does that even mean? I think you just string together words that sound mopey and depressing. Look, this is going nowhere. Let's just go back inside.
Oh my God. Your hands are so cold.
What can I say? I have really bad circulation. It's like 2 degrees out here. Besides, you're wearing a jacket while I'm wearing this flimsy shirt. Right. I've been dead for 400 years. Look, can we go back inside?
Sure. Can we go into your room?
I don't know if you've noticed, but it's a studio. I can take you behind my curtain. We can go talk behind my curtain.
Oh, Timmy's gonna take the crazy bitch behind his curtain. Oh God, let's watch. I'll make popcorn.
Bite me, assholes. Bite me. So there we were. She was really close to me. Sitting very close to me. I'm not sure how it's possible, but with every word I spoke to her, every word of reason I tried to give to her, she got closer and closer. I would have really liked for her to go home, but she just wouldn't go. So I thought maybe perhaps I should tell her what she'd like to hear. Maybe then she would go home. Look, Raven, Becky, I admit that the two of us seem to be intertwined in this sort of destiny thing, but you are like a star, like the moon. And you don't know what kind of monster I am. And you, don't understand. Shit, this is where it turned into Spanish. Yo soy monstro. Por qué, Elisabetta? Por qué? Hey. Hey.
Why, Elizabeth? Why? Excuse me?
How do you say I need you to go home, Becky?
Te amo, Becky. Te amo. Ha.
You cannot fool me, bitch. I know that means I love you.
And I love you, too.
But we can't be together. Not tonight.
Can I have her?
No!
Not in this lifetime. Any other.
He was identified as Edward Michaels, 18.
Look, Raven.
Hey,
Edward was an honor.
Talking about Edward.
Pablo Neruda High School. His family has yet to comment upon the untimely death of Michaels. The police are looking for any information on the whereabouts of a young woman who was seen fleeing the scene. If you know the identity of
the woman who's
seen this young woman,
me.
Please call the number on the screen. Police believe she may be extremely dangerous, especially unarmed. She is the only suspect released to the press at this time.
You killed him?
No, I didn't.
Looks like an anime.
Kimmy must have gotten the job. Yay, Kimmy.
Oh my God. They think I fucking killed him.
You didn't, like, take too much out of him, did you?
You think I'm fucking stupid? The boy was breathing when I left.
Though they had yet disclosed the cause of death, Michaels was found badly beaten, stabbed with a chiseled wooden instrument, doused in water, and covered in garlic.
Oh,
this is the fourth victim this year to be murdered in this fashion. Some theories suspect a group of cannibalistic serial killers, possibly led by this woman.
Fuck.
In other news, swine flu. Do we really need to blame the pigs?
See, I didn't do it!
Debbie, you gotta get out of here.
Where the fuck am I supposed to go? They're probably gonna search my house.
I don't know. We have to clean up after dead whores. This is not the safest place for you right now.
Oh, fuck. This is all your fault, Dylan. All your fault. I didn't tell you to kill a whore. If you didn't, I'd have someplace to stay. Fuck.
Good luck. Please be careful.
Thanks. I will be. I'm gonna be irritating you for another 400.
Hey, my M&M!
Hey, 2 months!
Yeah.
So now that she's gone, you wanna make out?
Ew, ew! No!
Out of your way, you frigid bitch. I'll be in my corner if anyone needs me. Don't bother me. Spend some time, you bitch.
Oh God, we're getting out of here.
Huh?
Go! Go! This is a single room.
So?
Bitch. Let's fuck.
Oh, Dylan, anything for you. You're so big and manly. All those other girls were lying because they're just jealous whores.
I know, bitch.
What is he doing?
You speak perfect Latin. It makes me
Who's so in there with him? I didn't see anyone else.
Yeah, baby.
Go, 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 go.
You're such a stud.
Oh, yes. Dylan's bitch. You ever get somebody a gag as a gift for their birthday just to send them the message that you kind of hate them? I found this discount blow-up doll at a sex shop for like 90% off. She was a factory mistake. Her right arm was bent in a manner not unlike cerebral palsy. In fact, her face had that look about her, too. It had been mispainted so that her eyes were bright red and her lips were pale white. I gave it to Dylan for his birthday, and apparently it was the perfect gift. So now, whenever sad, sorry, lonely Dylan needs to feel loved and adored, he goes and spends time with his bitch. It's a loving relationship, really. It keeps him level.
Was it good for you, baby? It was so good for me.
Ay, Dios mío!
No! Which is why this was so disturbing.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know. Don't get.
What's going on?
You don't want to know. Hell, I don't want to know.
She's in my bitch. She's in my bitch.
What are you? Ooh, don't touch me with it.
She's in my bitch, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
She's in my
Good
bitch.
Good to see you again.
Oh, hi, Merlot. Oh, my God.
I told you I'd find a way to get back at you.
She's in my bitch, Tim.
I can see that.
Esta en mi cabrona.
I'm not Debbie. I don't understand your crazy psycho language.
She's in my bitch.
Get a hold of yourself, man.
She's in my bitch.
It's only possession of a blow-up doll. I mean, seriously, chillax.
Look, go get the book. We can fix it.
What book?
Long story.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, across town, Debbie, not wanting to go home, not being able to go to work, and unable to stay at our place, turned to the one person she could count on in any situation.
Fucktard, wake up!
Babe?
I swear to God, I will kick down your door if you don't open it!
Hold on. Hey, how you doing, Debbie? What a surprise. Wait. How the fuck do you know where I live?
Well, you see, I have this inherent sense of knowing exactly where people live, especially when they get so stoned that they give me their address. Now pay attention. I need a place to crash for an indefinite amount of time.
You look hot.
Hey, focus, okay? As much as I hate it, that means I'm staying here.
Babe, my apartment's real fucking small.
Oh, I see. You're under the impression that you have a choice. Let me repeat. I'm crashing here. You're gonna be grateful for my presence, and the first thing you're gonna do is head over to that thing you laughingly call a job and get me a fix. Jesus, I'm starving.
Hey, but...
Do it, or I will hurt you in ways that you cannot even begin to fathom.
You know what I like.
God, I hate you.
I have no problem with that. Mi casa es su casa, babe.
Well, what spell is it? Which one, Tim?
I don't know. How am I supposed to think with you hovering like that?
You're supposed to be the smart one. What the hell good are you if you can't figure out which spell I'm supposed to use?
Fine, you know what? You look for it, smart guy. See how much better you can do.
No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, here's the situation. I don't remember enough Latin to be sure of which spell is appropriate. I could guess, but I don't know what might come out of it. And let's be honest, you'd probably fuck it up anyway.
Are you sure?
God.
Yeah. You look so pathetic and sad. Come on, there's gotta be somebody who knows what to do.
Don't you know anyone?
Yes! Yes, we do!
Oh, no,
we need
no,
to go
no,
see
no, no.
Them.
We are not going to see them.
Who's them?
We cannot go
She's
there.
She's in my bed!
Who are they?
So I heard.
Hello? Who's them?
I guess you might call them the Elder Vampires, but
oh
only
my God.
They've been around longer than anybody
else.
We're
gonna see, like, the king and queen? The people in charge?
Not really. Well, maybe. It's hard to explain. And it doesn't really matter, because we're not going. We'll think of something else.
She's in my bitch!
Come on, Tim. She's in his bitch.
Oh, fine!
Gracias!
Oh, God, stop!
So, let's go!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What makes you think you're going? You are not going anywhere but home.
I have to go.
Why?
Because unless I'm very much mistaken, your car is leaking a very large puddle of oil all over creation.
It could theoretically still work.
You're so cute when you're in denial. Denial about your car, denial about your place in the world, denial about your destiny, denial about your undying love for me.
I am not sure how much more I can take of this shit. Fine, we'll all go.
Yay!
She's in my bitch.
You've been warned, though. I will not be held responsible for any harm that is inflicted upon you or your psyche.
Oh, how bad can it be? Come on, let's go!
She's in my bitch.
Madre de Dios.
Tim the Vampire, Episode 2, in which everyone speaks fucking Spanish. Featuring the voice talents of Sam Half as Tim Tuplett, Alexiel Gutierrez as Debbie Tucker, Alisa Michelle Ruprecht-Breen as Rebecca Raven Hallett, Edward Bosco as Dylan Marsh, Amber Lee as Merlot, Robert Williams as Brody, Dylan Collins as Edward, Sean Shiplock as Frederick Frederico, Christy Plotkin as Elizabeth Elizabeta, Russell Gold as the reporter, and Pete Mylan as Mr. Godwin and Mr. Diavolio. Tim the Vampire is written by Renee Christine Jones and Christy Plotkin, and directed by Christy Plotkin. Music within the episode was written by Kevin MacLeod. The theme song was written and performed by Sam Haft. Tim the Vampire is produced in association with RAR Productions. For more information, go to RARcreations.com, and you can also find our page on Facebook. This is Christy Plotkin, inviting you to join us next time for Episode 3 of Tim the Vampire, Dinner at the McCookles. Thank you, and good night.